NACONEL, the National Association of Corrosion Engineers, located in Houston, Texas, presents NACE at IAAPA, Corrosion Control for Amusement Parks and Attractions, Part 3. In this episode, NACE member and project engineer for Tinney & Associates, Ryan Tinney, talks about his experiences working with Aquaria, challenges he has faced, and the two most common mistakes he sees in his work. Tinney also offers advice on how Aquaria can save money and actions the attractions industry can take to increase safety for visitors and extend the life of assets. Now, here are your hosts, Alisa Reich and Ryan Tinney.
This is Alisa at the IAAPA show. I'm here with Ryan Tinney, and we are going to talk about our experience here at IAAPA. So Ryan, tell me a little bit about your impressions of the show so far and this event and NACE's presence here.
So this show is actually, it's impressive. It's something, the scale of which I've never attended, and it's clear I'm used to going to engineering-based conferences or public works-based conferences that are fairly standard in their setup. There's technical tracks and there's an exhibit floor where people have booths set up, and this place is actually an amusement park inside a building. I don't know why anyone would visit an actual amusement park when this show is running, because it's the same scale and there's no wait for the rides.
Why do you think we're well positioned to be here at this time with this industry?
Well, it's certainly the timeliness is important, but it's an industry that we maybe probably should have looked at earlier than we have, but ultimately we weren't really aware that it was out there as an issue, or most of us weren't aware that it was out there as a expanding industry. And it's NACE as a whole is only going to get stronger the more industries that we're involved in, and the more technical help that we can get from other industries. And so that diversity is going to be key, not just for NACE's strength, but for our ability to then, on the flip side, help the amusement park industry with their attractions and their issues.
So tell me a little bit about your work in this industry. What types of assets do you work on, and how long have you been doing that, and what have you seen and done in this industry?
Sure. So my specialty as far as the amusement industry goes is largely based around aquariums. Our company has been doing work on aquariums since I was in diapers. But ultimately, I've been involved with aquarium work since I started my career 17 years ago. And it's an industry that's, I think, a lot of fun, because you get to be in and around these exhibits with all the animals and fish and mammals, and it's also presents a lot of unique challenges, because you have to be aware of the animal's needs and stress levels and biological factors that play into account that you don't have to worry about when you're just protecting a pier or a dock or something like that.
And with the session that NACE did earlier today, what impressions did you get from the crowd about their understanding of corrosion, and what were they most interested in? What kinds of questions did they come to you with at the end of the session?
So I think most of the questions we got were based around some of our shock and awe failure photos, which are always the worst case scenario, and kind of intrigue people into maybe asking some questions about, hopefully, the assets that they manage aren't experiencing the same problems. So a lot of the questions that people were asking about are really their problems about failures. Nobody wants a failure from safety, from expense, from shutting down an attraction and the indirect lost revenue from shutting an attraction down. And so I think, in general, everyone was interested in what sort of preventive steps can they take to make sure that they're not reaching the point of a critical failure. And I think that's what any asset manager is looking for, whether they're in this industry or another one. And asset owners and operations staff, they have so many things that they're looking for. I know in aquariums, the operations managers have to know about pumps, they have to know about life support systems, they have to know about water purification systems, and they have to know about corrosion problems. And ultimately, you can't be an expert in all of those things all the time. And so they do the best that they can, but oftentimes the best that they can is realistically bringing in an expert that knows a little bit more than they do to give them some advice.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you have when you're working in an aquarium environment or an aquatic environment? What types of things have you seen, and what's been the most challenging job you've done?
So ultimately, the most challenging part of working with aquariums is most aquariums and are largely public. They're typically either directly owned by a city or they're largely funded by a city. And because of that, they're stuck with the same sort of budgetary issues that a lot of public agencies face. And so the money that they have available for large capital repair projects is very minimal. They've got to plan these things out 6-7 years in advance. So if they have a failure or if they have a very serious situation, it's really difficult for them to afford it. Ultimately, the golden dollar is the almighty dollar, I should say, is the hardest obstacle to overcome, because who has repair budgets? They just don't exist.
Is there anything these companies can do to get the most bang for their buck, you know, at any point in the process of either building the tank or repairing it or maintaining it?
Certainly. I think kind of hit the nail on the head on one of those listed points, which is during the design phase, when they're installing exhibits, having someone involved that's aware of corrosion and corrosion science is going to help preserve those assets the longest of anything, because you can do so much more in design than you ever can during a retrofit or a repair. And having someone actually involved with that design is a pretty low cost item up front, and considering corrosion is the reason that almost any asset is going to be taken out of service or removed from service or fail, it's the return on investment on that is astronomical. Certainly once a structure is already built or an asset's already in place, then having a well-developed long-term maintenance plan is going to be the next best thing that you can do to make sure that the parts that will corrode the quickest, that you don't really have a solution for, or in the most aggressive environments, have a plan in place for either replacement or repair down the line, so that you can plan service outages, you can plan budget for the repairs. So all of that comes together in a holistic way. The further out you can plan for it, the better dialed into the actual estimated design lives of your structures, and bringing someone in during the design phase to extend those design lives is all going to work in the end to save a whole lot of money than shutting down an attraction for a week or days or months.
So looking at this show and the attractions industry as a whole, what do you think that the industry needs to be doing more of to prevent corrosion or control corrosion, to ensure, you know, safer environments for their visitors, but also for their animals and anything happening in their facility?
I think the knowledge base is ultimately the biggest obstacle, and I think it's one that NACE as an organization is uniquely qualified to fill that hole. Like I said, most of the operations staff have a generally vague idea of what corrosion is and what causes corrosion, and they know to, well, I'll use corrosion-resistant materials in high failure locations, but they may not know what environments to put those materials in. And that may come back to bite them sooner than they think, because they the best laid plans, right? And so I guess ultimately the one thing that's going to help the most is ideally involving IAPA and its members in education about corrosion and facilities maintenance and management planning as a thinking of it as a holistic process, not just an occurrence, but an actual process that you continue with as part of your day-to-day operations can make a dramatic improvement in operations costs as a whole.
Are there any common mistakes that you see or common issues that kind of you see from place to place in your work?
Oh, sure. There's a lot of mistakes that get made frequently. I think the two most common mistakes are ones that are material selection based, and they're really just a accident of attempting to do due diligence without doing a deep dive into research. And one of them is mixing metals is often what it's called in the industry, but creating a galvanic couple between two different types of metals. Usually what we see in the industry is accidentally mixing or intentionally mixing aluminum and stainless steel elements because both are corrosion resistant. And so we'll use two corrosion resistant materials and hopefully everything will resist rusting. The downside of that is aluminum, when in contact with stainless steel, will corrode to protect the stainless steel. So the aluminum elements start to fall apart and the stainless looks great. The other one is directly related to stainless steel corrosion, which for some reason still gets specified extensively in Aquaria as a whole. And ultimately, your most common alloys of stainless steel, 304 and 316, do very poorly in seawater, and they end up with a lot of very rapid corrosion issues. And so those are probably the two most common. Over half of the work that we do on aquariums is from receiving a call that our stainless steel is corroding. What's the problem? How do we fix this? Did we buy bad stainless steel? Well, no, the stainless steel is just fine. It's just not designed for a high chloride saltwater environment. And so understanding corrosion-resistant materials doesn't mean corrosion-resistant in all atmospheres. You have to choose the right atmosphere for it.
Are there other ways of using those materials and preparing them so that they would be able to resist corrosion, like a coating, or can those things be used in this environment?
Yeah, absolutely, and you can coat stainless steel and it works just fine. You don't want to spend the extra money on stainless steel if you're going to coat it anyway. You'd feel like you got robbed. And so they end up more often than not just coating mild steel is going to be a better solution. Within Aquaria specifically, because they have usually so few fittings and hardware required in most of those tanks, that going to a more resistant material for chloride environments, even if you have to custom fabricate them, is ultimately going to be a better return on investment. And so you can get a type 2 titanium or a duplex stainless steel bolts, and you may have to custom fabricate them at $5 or $10 a bolt or washer, but if you only have a dozen washers, it's not a tremendous price point. It's certainly a lot cheaper than pulling them all out, hiring a consultant to tell you what went wrong, and then putting new ones in place or replacing them every 4 years or whatever else. So certainly spending a little more money up front on even better materials can ultimately save a lot of money down the line on not having to do a bunch of replacement and repair projects.
Here's a much more serious question. So in all your work in these aquariums, I'm sure you've encountered a lot of different animals. Have you had any funny animal encounters, and which is your favorite animal?
Oh, what's my favorite animal? That is a tough one. I really like
in the aquariums.
I personally really like harbor seals. They're always on the go and they're fun and they're curious. They're like dogs. They'll swim up to you and just kind of stick their nose out and try to see what you're doing and what you're playing around with. I think they're certainly my favorite. I know walking around above the tanks every once in a while, the octopi are also pretty curious, and they'll kind of reach a tentacle out and try and see what's up there from time to time, and see if maybe you taste good or not. But I really love the those harbor seals. They just kind of zip around constantly. They barely sleep. They're just they're like puppies.
Thanks for listening to NACE at IAPA, Corrosion Control for Amusement Parks and Attractions, with Alisa Reich and Steve Hickey. NACE International is a not-for-profit association that equips society to protect people, assets, and the environment from the adverse effects of corrosion. If you like our show and want to know more, check us out at NACE.org. That's NACE.org. And be sure to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. See you next time.